The specific topic will be, as you can see on top of the page, Tumnot Drachim, Miachra'i. It's an issue which has been on my mind for many decades. I try to drive carefully, defensive driving, try not to get into any accidents. Baruch Hashem, more or less, I've been pretty successful driving approximately over 55 years, probably longer than that. We had driver's ed. I don't know if you remember that. In high school days. So the issue that I'm trying to more or less articulate here and is principles in halacha. In civil law, negligence or responsibility is determined by vehicle codes that every Misrat HaRishui has all over the world. In the United States, there's a rule of partial negligence. Two people who are involved in an accident,
no fault.
So there's no fault. And there are many different aspects of that. But it's possible that each one can be partially negligent and each one can be collecting a percentage of the degree of negligence. But the question is, al-pi halacha, is that well-grounded? So that's what we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Hashem. So let's start with the most basic, which is in this week's Da'peh HaYomi, where the famous Mishnah, maybe the most famous Mishnah, Baba Kama and Chavav and Aleph, where the Mishnah writes, Adam Mu'ad the Olam, Ben Shogeg, Ben Mezid, Ben Er, Ben Yoshein. Under all circumstances, a person is held, is culpable for any act of hezek that he does, and he pays nezek shalom, whether he did it b'shogeg, or b'mezid inadvertently, or advertently, bein er, bein yoshein, whether he's awake, whether he's sleeping. And then the Mishnah just tells you the case of b'shogeg, simo asein chaveiro b'shiber sakelim, mishalim nezek shalom. The Gemara right away enters into the question of to what extent he's negligent. The Gemara says on the bottom of Chavavim and Aleph, Nezikin Arba Dvarim Lo. The Arba Dvarim that I mentioned, namely Tsar, Ripu, Sheves, and Boshes, the Mishnah and Hachavah, later on here in Baba Kama, that he would not be responsible for. The Gemara has a Diyuk on Amid Beis, Chavavim and Beis. The Gemara calls the Pasuk, Petza Tachas Potza. Doesn't say, as the Gemara is Medayik, Petza Bib Potza, but Petza Tachas Petza, and therefore the Chayv al Shogeg Kemezeh Be'alonis Baratza. So the Gemara derives from there. I'm not going into the diuk of how the Gemara is medayik that. That's you should always kedai to see here the Malbim, the Ksav HaKabbalah. These are svarim that deal with these kinds of issues, the drashas of Chazal, how they came to these maskonos. But the Gemara is medayik that there's no distinction whether it's Shogeg Mezeh Onis Baratza. Nezek Shalom, a person is going to be obligated to pay. However, Dalet Dvarim, you have to be, as Rashi comments in Chavav and Aleph, either Mezid or Karov the Mezid. That also needs attention, but I'm not doing it, because it says in the Pasuk, V'chi Yiruvin Anoshim. The Yiruvin Anoshim is, of course, the context of Hika Ishes Ve'eu Be'eben O Be'egrof, V'lo Yamus V'nafalu Mishkov, Yim Yakum V'salech Pachutz HaMishanto V'dikah Ma'ke Rakshiv To Yite Rapa Yirapa. So Chazal learned out, as Rashi points out, Hosam Ksiv Ripui V'Sheves. So it has to be either Mezid or Karl the Mezid in order to be liable for the Dalet Dvarim. So the Gemara then goes on, and very beautifully the Gemara here develops the idea of what is the status of Shogeg in Kol HaTorah Kula. I don't want to say Kol HaTorah Kula, but in many areas of Halacha. And the Gemara beautifully discusses the case of Evan Menachas Lebecheko Lo Hikirba. The person is not aware that he's carrying a stone, and then the stone falls and causes damage. So the Gemara says, regarding the Zikim, he's going to be responsible, he's going to be liable. Maybe if I have time, I'll discuss the lumdus behind this. The Indian Arba Dvarim, he's going to be Potter, because we said that Arba Dvarim, that requires, as we mentioned a moment ago, Mezid or Korva Mezid. This is not Mezid or Korva Mezid. This is Shogeg. He's, the Gemara says, Lo Hikirba, he's unaware. Linyan Shabbos, Melachim Machshava, Sosva Torah. Linyan Golos, Potter, Linyan Eben, Achlokas Tanoim. And then the Gemara, after the Gemara delineates this, the Gemara then goes on to discuss again another absolutely fantastic Gemara. This is why the Gemara says in Baal Basra that Harotze, a person who wants to become a Chacham, Harotze Lahachim, Yasak Ben Ezekin, She'en Lecha Mitzvah Batar Godol Himenu. All the nuanced distinctions in Halacha found in Ezekin. Ezekin is unquestionably the reason why we begin to teach young children. I think I mentioned already a number of times, Machlokes. The discussion between Hagoyin and Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik regarding why we teach young children Ilum Metzias, the Rav thought because of the sharp svaras that are involved here, which to me is pashut, that's the reason. Rav Moshe thought another reason is because we want to teach young children their acheretz for other people's property, that it's inviolate and sacrosanct and sacred, and how one should be zohir regarding Rechushel Be'elam Mechavero, which I spoke about last week a little bit in the context of Zeh Nenem Zeh Chaser. But today I'm going to talk about auto accidents. But here on the bottom of the page of also famous Gemara's Zohar Kli Mirosh Agag, Boachim Rish Shibro, B'makal Potter, Mono Tvira Tovar, wow, and the case of Karim Uksosos, and then going on to Daf Chav Zayinim and Aleph, Gemara continues on that vein, other cases, and then finally the beginning of Haminiach, where we have, I'm going to discuss all this in a moment, Niskal Poshea, Niskal Eino Poshea. So basically, Adam HaMazik is either someone who's Mazik Begufo or Bekocho. There are two ways of Adam HaMazik happening, either Begufo or Bekocho. If you assume that's a question in the Gemara and in Rishonim and in Halacha, is Kocho Kegufo, Laf Kegufo. So the question is a car accident. Is that deemed to be Adam HaMazik? Because it's the car that does the damage, and not the individual himself, the driver of the car. But you might argue, why is the car doing the damage? Because the driver is the one who activated the car. The driver is the one, essentially, who turned it on. The driver is the one who pressed, how did they tell it to me, in the yeshiva, these young men? They have an expression about pressing on the pedal to turn the metal. I forgot the lotion that they use. What was that? Put the pedal to the metal. Some lashonos like that. They have all these very fascinating lashonos. One second. To accelerate the car. That caused the car to be in motion. All because of koach ha'odam. But because it's not a direct koach, or koach rishon, where koach is kegufo, but it's koach kocho, which means the accelerator causes the gas to enter. That causes combustion, and now the car is in motion. It's not a direct kind of koach, it's koach kocho, and that's a machlokes of Rishonim. Whether we see koach kocho by other mamazik, that's a shayla that Gemara discusses here, with reference to Shabbos, reference to Ritzicha, and this is a big machlokes in the Ritva, and the Rambam, and the Rosh, we'll see a little bit of it, that koach kocho by other mamazik. The question is whether koach kocho by other mamazik is lavki kocho, or koach kocho b'adam hamazik, considered to be kocho. The Ritva writes here very clearly that koach kocho is lav kikocho. It's not the same as the koach of a person. Mashenka, the Ram, the Rosh indicate that koach kocho is kikocho. It's machlokes v'rishonim. Take a look at the first page. This is a sefer that I become very fond of. Pischei Cheshen. It's a whole series of svarim. The shul has some of them, not all of them. The mechaber was a goyin adir. Chabir was a dayan in Meir Shorim, an absolute goyin. And I met him many times. And so here he writes, look on the top, I underlined everything to make life easier for us. V'chein, he writes, v'mechonit ha'mufelot gam ki mikoach shasheret kolchot b'zeh
chazeh. What's shasheret kolchot b'zeh chazeh?
That means what I just explained to you.
The
correct. Shabei ha'idah al-chitza. Al daveshet hadelik u'mafil kol ha'marechet ha'kochot. Okay, that's where he's trying to develop that. Ve'enu posim mikocho rishon shenesha kikocho mamish al pi divrei haposkim shebemaisi odom gam koach hanimshach mikocho choshev kikocho gon hemshech hasibuvim begalgal kitotza migilu adam. I also am maneuvering the wheel. I'm swiveling this way, that way. Nechshev adayin kocho. That's the question. Is that called my koach? Even when I stop pressing on the accelerator, and it does it by itself, so therefore, that the rush indicates that koach kocho is kikocho. That's my koach. I'm the one, basically, even though it's not direct, but because I'm the one behind it, it's called my kocho, and therefore I'm going to be responsible. Amnon dasa ben yonah shegam begilgul amonia hamuna yidei adam yishachal ben tzibu rishon tzibu sheni efshe sheni chay bezeh. So this is essentially a machlokes haposkim. So he speaks of the shasheres of immunits, a chain of reactions that begins with my pushing on the accelerator, and you start a chain reaction, all are interrelated, and that's the question, is that called, is that going to be kocho or not? So, basically, maybe you could also, I'm not sure, someone was talking to me yesterday about a chayal, who's in Aza, so I happen to be connected with about 45 chayalim, to be precise, from my former shul, mostly with the commanders. The chayalim have no phones, but the commanders have phones. I'm not sure exactly what the I guess there's a good reason for that. Anyway, whatever. So he was talking to me about shooting a gun. And is that considered to be koach rishon al pi halacha or not? That's the whole discussion I had with him. So I told him I'm holding in this sugya. I mean, this is one reason that you would be responsible for car accidents. And if you take a look here in the Tshuvas HaRasha, on page number 2. This is quoted in Chesh Mishpat in Shinai Ches. So this is a very, very beautiful Tshuva of the Rasha. I'll read it inside. They asked Adon Yavi Harosh, that's what the Torah calls him, his father. And the question is, Chasan Hayotze Michupaso. We're talking about a chasan on a horse, after on a mule, after the chuppah. I imagine he's with his kala on the horse. Maybe that's part of the, I don't know, Simchas Chasan v'kala. Umiyudav Holchu Imo. Tesis a number of times in Shas, the Tesis in Sukkah, who mentions this specific situation. If hezek occurs, are you responsible? And that's no get to Purim, where people do all kinds of things and think that somehow they can exempt themselves because they're involved in Simchas Purim or Simchas Chasim V'Kala. This is a Dion Godel in Shulchan Aruch and Chesh Mishpat and in Aruch Chaim regarding Purim. And so here the Rush raises that issue. The other Chasim Lifneim Boacharav Echad Besuso Poga Beperet Shachosin Roichevala Biko. So one of the young men, the chosin is on his mule, and essentially the horses behind him almost run him over. He is chaverim, I guess, probably Merov Simchosa. And the mule belongs to a certain guy, and the mule was injured to the tune of 300 zehuvim, and the mazik says, I'm not chayev. It took place with Shusar Abim. And whatever takes place with Shusar Abim, I'm potter. So he goes on, the rush to explain. So the Shaila says the rush is, what do we say that the Shusar of the Mazik is like? Is it like Chitzov? Is it like his arrows? On page number 2 of this handout. Is it like Chitzov? Like shooting an arrow? No, namely other mamazik, or is it compared to regel that he came about through shlivata okef, means the regel is damaged by trampling on something or walking on something. Regel is part of b'shus harabim, a certain part of the saddle did the damage, and therefore perhaps it's comparable to regel and not comparable to chitza. That's what he goes on to explain. He says l'may midaminale miachas sheikol b'susu havikim al chitzav ol the regel midaminale miachas shenase b'shlivas okef. Oh no, Mar! Kevin shekochem urbo sheraglo shel harochev holech mishlivata ukev kilo asohu baatzmo afilim hoyonos kevin shrilas bepshira chayev. So that's the question.
But his foot is in the saddle, and that's what causes.
Correct, exactly. Means essentially, what happened was that it's attached. It's like other mamazik because the fact the foot is attached to the saddle. It's all one package. Even if it's, as he says, sofa bones, but chilasu b'pshia, because he was speeding, he was moving quickly, and he tries to stop the horse before it rammed into the mule of the chasan. So that's chilasu b'pshia, even though it's sofa bones. So the rush over here says, tshuva, Masha Toin Shu Potter came to Vishus Arabim, Lahilo the Nizik, Lishmar Atsatsma, Lab Taino, Shane Loris, Vishus Arabim, Vafilu Beraglov, Shiokalamok, Shirze, Koshkin, Rokhim Sush, Shane Loris, Rokhim Shu, the other Rokhim, Shemelo Yukalami, Asuk Shirze, he can't put the brakes on. He won't be able to stop the horse. Venimsa Sheposhea, Bo Mazabigufo. Came to Rochav al Abayimah, Mazi Guf Abayimah, Ba'okav Shalav Echai, L'shal Koma Sheshom Bezdin, Shenivchas V'mei HaPeret, B'shul HaKo Azo, Abam HaPeret Shal Akum, Yitzorach HaNizik L'shal HaKum Yosim HaShenivchas, Ena Mazachai Yifor, although that's a different story really, it's not my issue. But basically the Rosh says, that which you claim, you are right to Rishus HaRabim, yes, however you have no right in Rishus HaRabim to behave recklessly. Namely, speeding, if I can use that term, with reference to horses, because there are people walking with Shusar Abim, that's the Gemara in Hamidiyach, and if one is running or speeding, you can't say, Ala Nizik Lishmar Satsmo. That would not be appropriate. And even he says here, Baraglav, Sheyachol Amod, Sheyitze, Koshkin Harochiv Asur, Sheloichol Atzor. Comes out that you are Poshea, Yomazi Bigufo, and therefore, under these circumstances, Yechai B'Shalim, whatever Bezin is going to impose upon you, because the value of the pered, the mule that was being driven by the chassan, was now obviously diminished in terms of its value. Let's say whatever the hefsid was. And therefore, but then he writes at the end, if the pered belonged to a goy, and the nizik has to pay to the akum more than mashe nivchas ve'a pered, then he's not mechuyev to do so. So basically, the horse being a mazik, you're riding on the horse, you cause it to move, even though the horse did the damage, that's called Adam HaMazik. So therefore, Lich Ora, based on this rush, we should be able to extrapolate to a case of a car. I'm the one who's driving the car. I caused it to move. It's Adam HaMazik, even though perhaps there's no contact between you and the, let's say, Chas V'Shalom, the pedestrian, or the car that was damaged. So basically, according to this, a car that causes damage is Adam HaMazik. We have two reasons, therefore. Number one, it's Kocho. Number two, I'm controlling the movement of the car, similar to the horse, and that's called Adam HaMazik. Lichura, based on this rush, that would be the maskana. Now, there's a Mishnah Baba Kama that we started with, on Chavav, page number 3. Here, the Mishnah tells us...
It doesn't sound like such a
chiddush.
Right.
Yeah. Correct.
It's a case of regular. That's not where it's...
Maskin, I think it's Vav Shutim. This rush is so pashut.
Regular is Orchei.
Correct. 100%. On page number 3, which is the Mishnah of Baba Kama, Adam Uwad Olam, Ben Shagi, Ben Beze, Ben Er, Ben Yoshein, you're always responsible for damage, even if you're not totally negligent. And the Gemara quotes, again, on page number 4, I just Xerox everything for you to make life easier. Petza Tachas Potza, and we mentioned that the Gemara also discusses on the Chavzayin and Aleph, on page number 4, and let's go to page number 4, because we mentioned the other items already before. The Gemara here discusses, is it page number 4, the case which I underline. Omer Rabba, Nafal Me'Rosh Hagag, this is the end of the Ketzer HaRegel. Nafal Me'Rosh Hagag B'Rosh Shein HaMetzuyah. So a person falls off the roof. Falls off the roof because there are very strong winds. Here we don't really, thank God, we don't have that kind of situation. Here, maybe, at best, you have in Sukkos, you have different Sukkos that literally fly off roofs. That happened in my previous neighborhood countless times. Literally, I'm talking about buildings that were several stories high, and Sukkos were flying all over the place. They weren't clearly tied down well, and they caused a lot of damage, including personal injury, besides the injury to people's property. Amazing what went on. I sat on many Dina Torah relating to that in Choshen Mishpa when I was sitting on the Choshen Mishpa Bezdin. The Yomer Rabba, Nafa Meri Shagag, Ruach Shein HaMetzuya. It means a wind that's not normal. Behizek, Ubiyesh. Hezek is called, and you embarrass people. Chayv al Hanezek, Upat B'dal Varam. Again, similar to what we spoke about a few moments ago. That here, Yechayv al Hanezek, Upat B'dal Varam. Because there are potentially 5 different payments when a person causes damage. We mentioned the Mishnah Achayvel, Nezek, which is damage, Tsar, pain, Ripui, doctor bills, Shevis, unemployment, Boshe, shame, and embarrassment. So here, it's a Rosh Shein HaMetzuyah. It's a case of Ones. It's obviously unavoidable, something that I couldn't control. Rosh Shein HaMetzuyah. Say Chayv and Nezek, because Adam World Elam. But Adam World Elam not only relates to primarily relates to Nezek, I should say. Not to other Tashlum. It doesn't relate to Tzar, Ripui, Shebes, and Boshes, because those are only Chayav if a person doesn't act a Pshia. This is not Pshia. This is completely Ones. A wind, terrible wind was blowing when he went up to the roof and he falls off, causes damage, Ubiyesh. So here the Gemara says, Chayav ala Nezek, Upat b'dalvam. However, if it's Baruch Metzuya, if it's a normal wind, then he caused Hezek, Ubiyesh, Chayav b'dal dvarim, and then the halacha would be, Upatra ala Boshes, because Boshes is based on willful intent. In order to be Chayav b'Boshes, you have to have Kavana, the Gemara knows that from Sukkim. Okay. means he was only a Poshea, he was negligent. So you see that here, there's a clear distinction between Nezek and other kinds of Tashlumin, and also a distinction between Ruach Metzuya, Ruach Sheinah Metzuya, was it Ba'ones, was it not Ba'ones, but we still don't know what kind of Ones in other Mamazik is going to be Chayav for. What level of Ones? So here the Mishnah Chav Zayin, the Mishnah is Haminiach, a famous Mishnah. It's amazing that these are Mishnayos that people learn with children. They learn Eilu Metzias. I also learned Haminiach when I was in grade school. I also learned Perek Meruba. That was probably an era of the Fianius Daiti. We spent the first blot and a half, which is impossible, of Meruba, and I'm not sure what they taught it to us, but that's what they did. I only learned Baba Kama, except I had a Rebbe in eighth grade who realized that we weren't exactly, most of the class was not from, not observant. I came from a Baruch Hashem, B'Shem B'Shabbos family, and three or four others. The other 25 were just absolutely, completely out to lunch in religiously. So the Rebbe decided to teach with Shkufiyot, Mishnayos and Midos and Tomid. And that's what I remember out of Yom HaZeh. Unbelievable. Mishnayos of Tomid and Midos by the Beis HaMidrash is more exciting. It was for us more exciting. Rav Soloveitchik has a shita. You can agree or disagree with it. In his high school in Boston, he introduced in the 30s when he started Maimonides High School. The only things they teach there, grade 9, grade 10, grade 11, is Megillah, Tainis, Brachas, and the fourth year, which was taught by my mother's cousin, Rav Simon, Zechasag de Bracha, he's a Mira, learned in Shanghai. He learned B'chavusa Rav Soloveitchik, and Ilu Yotsum. Then he teaches Chulin. He would teach Gid HaNosh and Kol HaBasa. No Noshim, no Nezikim. For the life of me, I've been trying to figure that out for the last 50 years of my life.
How do you reconcile that with this conversation with
Ramon? Oh, that's my kasha. I don't understand that reconciliation. So apparently he held they were not Mivushal Lekach. I asked him myself, and that's what he told me. They were not Bashel, and it was better to teach them things that are relevant to their lives, to their daily lives. This is also relevant, but we don't assume that people go around causing damage. Okay, anyway, so on Haminiach, also one of the prokem that I learned as a very young man. So the Mishnah writes, Haminiach hasakad b'shus harabim. By the way, here in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, here you see I have grandchildren who know Baba Kama by heart. Russian Texas, I'm not exaggerating. Among the thousands of reasons to move to Eretz Yisrael. Mamish by heart. But kind of like in their pockets. I'm talking about 15, 16, 17 year olds. I learned with seven of my grandchildren, and I would say they embarrass me on an ongoing basis, on a daily basis. Baruch Hashem, Kein Yibu. Such embarrassment. Anyway, so they know Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, the Klaw, Baba Asa. They're very young, but they also don't have other things that I think are significant, but I'm not getting into that. I already got myself into enough trouble last week. Anyway, so it says, Haminiach HaSakad B'Shus HaRabim, U'Baruch HaBeniskal Bo. Someone decides to put his picture in the middle of Shus HaRabim. I have a chaver who writes, Haminiach HaSakar B'Shus HaRabim. That's what he's from Brooklyn. Borough Park, the Borough Park phenomena of driving, parking your car in the middle of Rishus HaRabim on 13th Avenue. Why? Because everyone's double parked. There's no more room. Could you imagine Rabbi Baum doing something like that in good old England? I can't imagine you would even have not even Lalos Bedaitcha to do something of that sort. But in New York, it's Maisim Shebechol Yom, and in Eretz Yisrael, Maisim Shebechol Yom.
I saw one time, I was broke by
triple parking, because I have to go to the store. I'm going to the post office. and it's only a few minutes. I am blocking the entire street while there's plenty of traffic all over the place. Not a problem. So my chaver, who's a rav, rabbi in the United States, hamaniach asakar b'shusar abim. That's how he reads the Mishnah. He's a kiddie pie. Ubach el v'niskal bo v'shibra potter. Wow. So if someone comes and trips on that card, on that pitcher, and breaks it, the halacha is his potter. If, however, damage is caused to the person, b'alach chavis chay b'niskal. Okay, the Gemara discusses why the change from kat to chavis. Pasach b'kat v'siyem b'chavis, very famous Gemara. But what's interesting, what?
This week's parsha,
Pachim Tanim, excellent, very good. So, there's what to say about that too. The Gemara in Amid Beis, which is on the next page, we're now on page number 5. In fact, the Gemara Akasha, why should he be potter? The guy who breaks the card, why should he be potter? Iboy le'luyuni imezol. Shouldn't he look where he's going? So for the Mishnah and this Gemara, you see, you don't apply other more the olam across the board. The Gemara and the question of the Gemara is, why wasn't he looking where he was going? The Gemara on page number 5 has 3 tirutzim. So the Gemara has 3 tirutzim over here, famous tirutzim. Terrace number 1, this is young children. I have a grandchild who knows this daf by heart. Mamish bal peh. So he recited it for me, the whole daf, mamish word for word. So one terrace, of course, is that b'malei kol v'shusarabim chavios. The whole v'shusarabim, or as my chaver says, the whole place is just full of cars. The entire Rosh Hashanah, all 13th Avenue is cars. There's not even room for any car to pass by. It's just one big kak, as they call it over here. So, essentially,
I saw in my own eyes that on 13th Avenue, I think it was, and it was coming from the other street, one way, a lot of them are one way. And this one car was on the inside, was obviously going to, I guess, turn. But a guy, you know, was in a hurry, so he passed him on the outside and cut him off and turned on
Pilly
the
plate.
13th.
Pilly plate.
Double park. On that street, the guy, I couldn't believe it. He was so angry. He turned his car and he went and he smashed into the other car.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe I could do that.
Okay, I mean, people become, shall we say, lose self-control. And
that's Shia on the part of the Baal HaHavis, right?
Yeah, there's famous Rashi.
Yeah, low Pasha.
That's right, correct. That's a deal that they're trying to make already. But anyway, the last 3 tibutzim here. The Mali Kol HaHavis v'shusarabim. So I want to get to a certain place, and I have the right to go travel with my car, or in this case, walking, etc. So if I break the Chavios, potter. Now, it's not so simple. You can smash all the chavios. I mean, as you just, Rabbi Pia just described, that is phenomena. I've seen this also. Unfortunately, people got so
road
exasperated.
Rage.
What?
Road rage.
Road rage. That's what they call it. In my area where I live, this is an ongoing problem. There's people park in my spot, Keseder, and park in other people's spots in the cul-de-sac that I live. They come there to go to different venues over there. I won't mention the specific venues that are involved, but it's quite a heavily trafficked area. And so someone told me, here's what I should do. I said, no, I don't plan on doing that. Just simply go ahead and take the air out of his tires, or simply go ahead and spike all of his tires. All 4 tires, usually people only carry 1 spare. And so he will have some, shall we say, a bit of... I said, I think that's usur. I don't think there's a heter to
because
do that.
Because it causes damage.
Well, if you take the air out, you're not really damaging, but you're causing him quite an inconvenience. When he comes out, and what's he plan on doing? How does he plan on somehow... And how's that going to help you, I said. At the end of the day, how are you going to be helped? Right, something along those lines. And there are other, all kinds of hatzot that have been going on in my life for the last number of years since I moved here. It's a massive issue. That's another, there's a big machlokus about whether some people say yes, some people say no. So I, at the end of the day, I, Baruch Hashem, I'm not there most of the day. So for me, it's not such an issue. Almost a kind of, but there are other people who are there and are absolutely annoyed and have come to me, Kilu. I'm not the Rav Shal Makom. I'm simply living there. Whatever the case is, the second answer of the Gemara is Shmuel Omar Ba'afelo Shono. It was dark. I couldn't see. Chashuch. Third Teretz, Bekeren Zavis. You turn the corner, you couldn't possibly see it. when the damage occurred. That's what you're potter. So according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan over here, you're potter because of ones. But the problem is that contradicts the principle of Adam Ward Island. What's going on here, Ines? Adam Ward Island. Ben Shege, Ben Mezid, Ben Er, Ben Yoshein. What's going on? So Tesis, several times in Shas, one of the most famous Tesis in Shas. Tesis develops on page number 5 over here. The Tesis Ba'afei Lashonu develops parameters of Adam Ward Olam. Tesis de Aras Rashmul, I underlined all Tesis. That's what happens when you start highlighting. So Tesis says, Machlokes, by Nisgal, where a person slips, Benafal al Mishu, you fell on someone and you caused him damage. Is that called a poshea or not? Because it's really an act of ones. So Taisa says, there it's Nisgal Miatzmel. Let's say a person loses his balance. Baruch Hashem, that happens from time to time. People lose their balance. But if he's Nisgal, Taisa says, Machmas Michshol b'shusarabim, and that's why the kli broke. That's called an ones. There would be potter. Taisa says, even though earlier we said, other more the ones karatzam, but a mazik. That's only ones gomur, where other mazik is potter. So when a person walks in the dark, or you turn the corner, that's an ones gomur and you're potter. And Taisa brings a raya from probably the most famous Yerushalmi in Baba Kama that is quoted by everyone. Yerushalmi, a person lies down to sleep. A second person comes after also to lie down and sleep. And the first person, Kanareh, is a very, I guess I'll call him an active sleeper. Someone who sleeps and with a lot of kavanah. How shall I put it? Someone who is
moving a lot,
etc. So therefore, Taisa says over here that he causes hezek to the second person. So the aloch is the first person is potter, ostensibly, because he's an einis gomor. He went to sleep. Nobody was there in his innocence. And now the other guy came along and decided to join him. So even though other mu'adah elam, so Taisa goes further. He says also, I'm just citing to you, I'm just reading the Tesis. The Chayim Ba'gezel Basra, I'm reading about 10 lines in the Tesis. Go to Gemara in the Baba Kama, the end of Baba Kama. It says someone, they're talking there about a person who borrows a parah and the parah dies. I borrowed a cow and the cow dies and the Yoshim don't know that that the parah is a parah she'ula. So they assume that it belongs to their father and they shech the parah. So the aloch is their potter, and they don't have to pay for the parah. They only chayv to pay mashenenu. Let's say they cause damage of $5,000 to the parah. Let's assume the parah is worth $5,000. They don't have to pay for the hanor they receive, which is much less than $5,000. I owe the mu'ad elam, trektaisis, but it's an einis gomor. They had no idea. It didn't belong to their father. So they're potter for the nezek, but they have to pay for the hanor that they had. And that applies even einis gomor. Taisis goes further. U'masisa nami tnan. He said, let's say we have two people and they're carrying chafotzim. First, the person is carrying a chavis. And behind him, the person is carrying a beam. The beam is behind the person carrying the chavis. Now, omad bala chavis. Suddenly, the bala chavis stops short. And beglal zeh, because of that, the beam, obviously, who's continuing to move, runs into the chavis. Or, to put it in our terminology, one car behind the other. And they're, let's say, driving or walking at a normal pace, suddenly the Bala Kaira speeds up, breaks the Chavis, then he's Chayim. But if the Bala Chavis makes a sudden stop, and the Bala Kaira, with his momentum, walks into the Chavis and breaks it, he's Potter. That's an Einis Gomer. By the way, I think in the secular law, this is what I was told. The second car behind is always responsible. He is, that is 100% Achrayis that devolves upon him. But the Fi Halacha, the first car makes a sudden stop, and the person behind him who rear-ends him will be potter because it's an onis gomer. So now the question is, how do you define onis gomer? So Taisa says here, v'nira l'dakte. I'm sorry? That's right, that's a correct statement. They do it b'kavona t'chila. It's part of the...
Stop short.
Stop short b'kavona t'chila. It's only, there are essays about this. I want to get off the topic. Venira the Daktek. I'm now reading again further. I'm reading the Tesis and I'm just translating it for you. Venira the Daktek is 3-4 lines before the wide lines begin. Venira the Daktek, Dada Mamazik, Demifta Beones, Mishum Shu Kein Geneva. Eines Kein Geneva. Alba Beones Shikrev Lepshia, Dainu Kein Aveda, Nira Dada Mamazik Hayev. Taisa is mechala between ones kein gneva and ones kein aveda. Taisa is all of shas shitoso, and the question is, of course, what in heaven's name does this mean? So he says over here that if it's kein aveda, near a dada mazik chayiv, the efshe lama shal is chayiv ele bepshia. The chayim mashma leel the mechayiv enofim and agag bruach shena matsuya. Person fell off the roof with a ruach shena matsuya. The other got the beruach shena matsuya mifte b'shem mechinam. I'm skipping a little bit. Alma. Allah got the mifte shem mechinam. Mechayiv b'adam hamazik. V'ayinu taimim mishum davi kein aveda. V'niskal havi kein gneva. U'pater b'adam hamazik. And those kein gneva is potter. And kein aveda is chayiv. That's Taisa's distinction. If it's similar to an aveda, a lost article, then you'll be responsible. I'll explain this in a moment. If it's similar to a geneva, then Taisa says you're going to be chayiv. No, let's take this case of a shomer. Shomer chinam. Shomer chinam, of course, is only chayiv b'pshia. Only if there's negligence. Shomer soch is chayiv and geneva aveda, even without pshia. So geneva, to a certain degree, is ones. Someone's coming to steal it from you. That's a kind of ones which you can't necessarily be held responsible for. Aveda is closer to pshia. Someone loses an article, that's what takes the assumption. So other mamazik, who's part of the onus, doesn't have to be, as I say, that's called an einis gomer. But if it's an einis ken geneva, Taisa says, and this other mamazik, we said, einis ken aveda is chayiv. That's kar of the pshia, more than einis ken geneva. Now, how to translate that practically, to my mind, is very, very complex. Not simple. Well, let me just make my point. And as an ones kein geneva cannot be prevented. An ones kein aveda, if you would have been more careful. So somehow you'd be able to prevent an ones kein aveda. That's possible to prevent. And that's the principle of Taisus. And he derives it, just to finish that idea, from the reading the first wide line of Taisus, the Gemara in Sirkas Umnin. He quotes the Gemara Bamitzia. The Gemara said, Vishili ha'umnin, hama v'chavis n'makon l'makon. Person is moving chavios from one place to another. So somebody's carrying somebody else's barrel and broke it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if he's the shem mechinam, you swear shuas hashemim yapata. That's the din, the Mishnah Hamafkid, that tells us about the shuas daraisa. One of them is shuas hashemim, that nishba, and by swearing, shuas hashemim shalo shalach boyad, shalo pashaba. That's also another parak that I learned in grade school, parak hamafkid. The problem is I haven't seen this parakim in probably decades as a result of my being in the world of chinuch, a certain world of chinuch where these items are not taught. But anyway, that is gifts of the ankusa le'mishtacha. So if he's a shem esacha, then you're chuyah to pay. Why the shem echinam potter and the shem echinam is only chayif apshia? L'chura, why isn't he chayiv for other mamazik, who's chayiv even for ones, who doesn't have to be chayiv for shomer? So Taisa said, you see that ones came geneva, other mamazik is potter. If it's similar to geneva, which is assuming something that I cannot necessarily control, so therefore, that's something which I'm going to be held, as I said, not responsible for. Mashenke kein aveda, so that's different. So Rabbi Yehuda compares niskal to geneva. But an onus close to the pshia, the other mamazik is going to be chayiv. This is what Taisus more or less develops throughout Shas. Many times in Shas, Taisus says this. He's mafshim between onus kein geneva and onus kein aveda. The Ramban, famously, on page number 6, the most famous Ramban, probably in the Masechta, one of the most famous Rambans in the Masechta, Ramban holds that against Taisus, other mamazik is chayiv, afilu al onus gomel. Could be a complete einis. I underline the section that's relevant. He quotes the Taisin Bava Kama. He brings his distinction between different genre of einis, ken geneva, ken aveda, and the Ramban himself says very clearly that I don't pass on the halacha like that, that einis gomer is chayev, and that's exer sakosov, other mamazik is chayev. Question is, what does the Ramban do with all the rice of Taisis? Taisis brought a number of, I would say, very concrete rayas. So he goes down the line. He says, in Matsasi, the taste of Babakamba, the Haim, the case of the Shomer, who's not Chayiv Ons and Gedolim, brings a raya from the Yushalmi Bashina, and E.F. Shalamida, the Hasa Mishum, the Shani Pasha Batsma. Basically, it's the fault of the second person. I think they call it in legalese terminology, contributing negligence. In other words, why did you lie down next to the person who was already sleeping? when he'll be mazik yuv. He's an active, as you put it, very restless sleeper. So, Eines Gomur Ischayev, but here in Yushalmi, the second person is negligent. The second person who came and decided to lie down next to the first person who is sleeping causes the damage. In the case of the Korah, the beam and the Chavis, where the Baal HaChavis stopped suddenly and the Baal HaKorah ran into him, Levita, he says, Eines Gomur, and he's potter. The Rabban says, no, it's the fault of the Baal HaChavis. He's the cause of the damage. And the Baal HaKorah is potter. That's what the Rabban writes. And if a person puts the barrel down with Shusra Rabban, someone someone trips on him or breaks the barrel, it's the fault of the person, says the Ramban, who put the barrel down. You brought about the damage, and therefore, an owner's gomer, the Ramban holds his chayav against the position of the Tesis. If you look at the six lines, maybe I should read a little bit at the end of the Ramban. Vesov Dabar, I think it's six lines. Yes, do you have everyone have that? Six lines on page six? He was taken away by a Ruach Shein Metzuyah HaShalayma. We're learning about that in Tanakh on Shabbos afternoon. So if he gets up, again, from the roof without realizing the stone is in his lap, the stone falls causing damage, he's chayiv anezek, and the Ramban says, these are the most extreme cases of all. Even if it will be the wind of Eliyahu HaNavi, a tempest, the Sara Shamaima, that he was carried aloft. So uncommon, that it's only his godol shein kamohu. And then, in fact, the Ramban says that Adam Amazik is Chayv and Onis Godol, so Ruach Shein Metzuyah is an Onis Gomor. So the Ramban is clearly in conflict with the Baal HaTesis, who make a distinction between Onis Kein Aveda, Onis Kein Geneva, very famous machlokes, the Ramban and Tesis. What level of Onis is an Adam Amazik responsible for? Now the question, of course, is, which is my major issue, what is Yishita Sarambam on page number 7? This is what a brisker does, miyad, after you go through the sugya, then you have to know what is the shita sarambam. That's always the most important shita. In Chevil Mazik, the Rambam here in Perak Aleph, Halachi Yedbeis, the Rambam states the following. Mishanafel menagag buruch metzuya behizik, person fell off the roof, chaya be'abo advorim, upotim el aboshes. That's a ruach metzuya. But if he falls, Beruach Shein Metzuyah, Chai Benezik Bilvad, Upatim Yabo Advar. So the Magid Mishnah says there are three categories. Also famous Magid Mishnah. Shlosha, he has three different categories over here, and they're very fascinating, each of the categories. Number one, where he says, Im Yesh Pshia Gemura, Dasha Shlosha Chalokimim, Kol Zman Sheyesh B'davar Pshia Gemura, Zer Ruach Metzuyah. Abahu shalom bekavana. Chai be'abah dvarim v'patim el aboshes. No, basically, there really are four. That's correct. But anyway, he has here what he calls the three categories, the three chilukim. It's pshia gemura, it's ruach metzuya, but it's not with intent or willful. Yechai be'dal dvarim. Yechai be'abah dvarim aboshes. Secondly, lo isham pshia. There's no pshia. V'gamkin lo nasa ba'onis gomur. Chai be'la nezek. U'patim el ashar. Zo ruach shein metzuya. It's without negligence, but not an onis gomer. That's Ruach Shein Metzuyah. And then he has the third case, of course, is Taisin the Rosh, Onis Gomer Potter. So Ruach Shein Metzuyah is an onis kein aveda, and onis gomer is Potter is kein geneva. The Rambam in Chovel Umazik on page in Perek Shishi, however, that's the next Rambam. Take a look on page number 8 now. Continuing, the Rambam here presents also very famous halach in the Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, Hamazik Mavin Chavero, Chai V'Shalom Nezik Sholem. I cause damage. Ben Shei Yashogei, Ben Shei Onos, Ariyah Kemezit. That's the Mishnah. Odom Mur Doilo. Ketzad, Nofa Men Agag, V'Shibir Yasa Kelim, Oshan Niskal. He fell off the roof, he broke Kelim, or he slipped, Shu Mahalach, when he's walking, V'Nofa Lala Kli, and he chips on a Kli, V'Shibro, Chayim Nezek Shalom. Shenema Maki Beim Yishalomeno V'lochilek HaKosev Ben Shogei L'mezin. So other Mu'la Olam, even B'mezin. Again, the Magen Mishnah over here says, V'kvar Kosavti, I underlined it. V'kvar Kosavti, Sheon is Gomer and Potter. Avraham L'chilek. The Ram does not make any distinction. V'afil HaOn is Gomer, according to the Ram, Nam Yechayim. Now, the problem is that seems to contradict Lichora Halacha Dalit. Here, look at Halacha Dalit. 1 second, there's a steer in the Rambam that they ask. And Perek Vav, Halacha Dalit. I'm going from page 8 to page 9. Halacha Dalit. Hayolah Besulam, Minishmita Shliva Mitachta. You're going up the ladder, and one of the rungs of the ladder essentially falls apart. V'nafla b'izika. And as a result, damage occurred, you fell.
V'nafla,
I'm sorry. Correct. So this, by the way, always reminds me of the Gemara in Makkos with the rungs of the ladder. And there, Ritzicha is involved. So here, it's not Ritzicha. So here, says the Rambam, Im lo itam hudeket v'chazaka chayav. If it was not the chatzila built properly, the rungs were not actually fastened in a very muhudak fashion, then you're responsible. V'imaita chazaka muhudeket v'nishmeto u'sheitliya. Tliya means it became rotten. But it became rotten inside. You can't really tell about the rotting. So the Rambam says, in that circumstance, are a potter shezum makabi de shamayim hi v'rein kol kiyotsu bazeh. That's an onus gomer. Or they call that an act of God, a divine act. So no one expects a strong, tight ladder for the rungs to fall off. You're stepping on a ladder, so this is essentially kochel. I'm stepping on the ladder. The Rambam holds that onus gomer is potter. So the Kesem Mishnah over here, on page number 7, he has the kasha. Look on the previous, I think it's on the previous page. He has the kasha on page number 8. He quotes the Magen Mishnah, it doesn't make any chiluk. The Yesh L'tzmoa, he has the stira in the Rambam. From the din of person going up the Sulam, b'nishmita, the Shliva was nishmat, potter ba'onsin gemurin. What's going on over here?
The question is, when do you say that there's onus potter?
Right. So the Radvaz, in the famous tshuva, that's on page number 10. Radvaz is one of the most remarkable svarim, both in his chidushim and the Rambam, his tshuvas. His tshuvas are very, very famous. Radvaz has so many fundamental Yesodi Chuvas, and a little bit of it is reflected because he wrote a parish on the Mishnah Torah, but only on certain Chalokim of the Mishnah Torah. The latter Chalokim of the Mishnah Torah, you have a lot of Radvaz. So he's concerned about this theory in the Rambam, and he has two Tiwutzim. One Teretz, of course, is going to deal with on the bottom of page number 10, three Madregos of Ones. We saw this in the Magen Mishnah as well, but he's really explaining the Magen Mishnah. The Radvaz, when did he live? He lived, Rav David ibn Abi Zimra. He was a Rav in Constantinople, and then a Rav in Egypt, and then he moved to Yerushalayim. He comments on the Rambam, when the Rambam speaks about the Isser of living outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Torah several times mentions not going back to Mitzrayim. So he asks on the Rambam, he asks on himself. He also lived in Egypt. He was a Rav in Turkey, in Constantinople. I lived in Egypt, but then he says, Alit de Yerushalayim. So effect on the Rambam. He did not, they say over from the Rambam that he writes in a letter, he used to sign the letters that someone was over on three lavim every single day about living in Egypt. But obviously he had a basis for living in Egypt, just like there are people who claim they have a basis for living in Teaneck or living in, where do you live?
Five towns,
yep. Yeah. In my moments when I get carried away, I say five towns, anyway, but that's in my moments when I'm not completely other Meshua Pradlanus. Anyway, so the kids, so he says here the Radvaz, he writes there are categories, three Madregas of Ones. There are three types of Ones. One is Ruach Mitzuya. A normal wind, you should have taken precautions, whatever was necessary. That's called an act of Pshia Yachaya. That's number one. Number two, he says Ruach Sheina Metzuya. That's Enes Gomer. Number three, the latter. The latter case is an Enes Gomer. It's a complete and total. So the Rambam apparently holds a real Enes Gomer is Potter. So when the Magen Mishnah says Enes Gomer is Chayav, he's talking about that middle level. But an act of God is an Enes Gomer. Act of God is something which is completely out of your control. There's another Teretz.
And how does Ruach Sheina Metzuya
Because that's an Onis Gomer. The Yachas to Ruach Mitzuyah. Relative to Ruach Mitzuyah, that is an Onis Gomer. It's out of your control. It's all Yachasi. Ruach Mitzuyah is called Pshia. For that, Yechayev. Ruach Shein Mitzuyah is an Onis Gomer. But the latter case, that's the, I'm talking about, I don't mean L-A-T-T-E-R, but L-A-D-D-E-R. The case of the Sulam is Onis Gomer, and the Rambam holds it, and Onis Gomer is Potter. That's what the Mishnah said. I don't know how you.
What's the difference between the two of
them? It's a very nuanced distinction. I'm not sure, but your distinction, where do you see that in the Rambam? In the Lashon Rambam, it's not there.
Why is that more makabi de shamayim?
Okay.
That's made by a human being. Why is that more bidei shamayim than a ruach mitzuyah, which eina mitzuyah, which is mamish bidei shamayim?
Because there's such a thing that exists. You know, there's a ruach mitzuyah, and there's not mitzuyah. There's such a musogim as is there. Going on the ladder, it should not be there. It should be normal.
So that's what I'm trying to say, though, is because your mindset is I am relying on this ladder as being completely reliable. That makes it more of an onus gomor than if Sarat Eliyahu comes and picks you off the ground. Really? If Shalom
Maybe
is not
by the case of the
Russian
the person
Eliyahu.
Has
well,
had the rum.
Well, wait, what
one is Kocha, one is Gufa.
One is Kocha, one is Gufa.
Right,
that's it's a piece of wood, right. Mashenka in the other case. Okay, I hear all these things. They're very, very... I don't... No, again, where you see this exactly in the Lashon Rambam, that's what really troubles me. Where do you see in the Rambam what you said? Yeah, what Dr. Mazenka said. Okay. There's another attempt here to answer this kasha. Right, he called it the Shomayim. There's a teretz of Rabbi Zalman, the Ibn Ezel, Ibn Ha'ezel, which is I don't look at bechlal, but midipam befam I had he used to quote it all the time, Hagoyin, the Dafyem Hagoyin, the Rashi of Zvil. When I was in Itri, he was in his 30s. I think now he's close to 80. But I know Amichel Zilba, Hashem Yarchem of Shneisa. I was looking at the Yeshua from him in Itri in 1971-72. He must have been 30 years old, 32, 33, 50 years ago. So he knew Kala Torah Kula by heart. Today, forget about it. He knew the whole Ibn Ezel, the whole Chazanish by heart. Tai Chazanish. He just quoted word for word. So he's the Talmud of Abchatskal Abramsky. He used to say over Torah from Abchatskal Abramsky all the time. Abchatskal Abramsky was a dying in London and then came to Eretz Yisrael. They offered him to be the Shir in Slabotke, but he turned it down. At the end, he said a Shir to a group of Talmidim at Avichel Zilba. Hagoyin Avichel Zilba, Mamash Hagoyin HaTzadik, was one of the Talmidim. He's now the Rosh Yisrael in Zvil. You know, Rabbi Michel Zilba, you probably, I don't know if you have access, I don't have access to him. I saw him several years ago when Itri had the 50th anniversary, so he came. All the former Rabbim, Eichensteins and the Zilbers and the he was still alive. Hashem Fisher, Zechatzad Debracha, also appeared on the scene. It was like, wow, Mizrach Van Shein Kamo. So I heard Shurim from him, so he used to call the Ibn Ezel very, very often. So this Ibn Ezel, he has, the Rambam speaks about, maybe that's what you mean. If you take a look here, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you can read it when you have a chance. The Rambam speaks about the rung falling out, and the Torah cites the case where the person himself is Mazik. That's what you were arguing. So according to the Rambam, so in Onis Gomer is Chayav, but only if it's Hizik Ba'atzmo. But if the Hezik occurs, it's not called his Maisim, but you basically suggested. since his guf did not cause the damage, but the wrong caused the damage, and that's a what you called, Rabbi Yaskin, Makabe de Shemaim, his potter, means you don't attribute the wrong to being his maaseh. If it's his maaseh, we don't say, unless Rachmana Patre by other maaseh. I hear that chiluk, and maybe it's actually the Pshat Narambam, could very well be, and it's more meduk in Lashon Rambam that Rabbi Yaskin, what you suggested. I think this is more in the Lashon of Rambam, perhaps one could actually see that distinction. Okay, just... Me again. I didn't cause the damage. It's outside my purview. That's called the Makom Bidei Shamayim. Where the damage is caused by the wrong, that's called Makom Bidei Shamayim. He's the only tribute. The wrong is not my maisa. Yeah. I mean, you have to say something along those lines. I think more Meduach and Lashon Rambam than the other possibility. I just want to show you on page number 12. Let me just mention, according to Tesis, the only chayiv on ones kein aveda, not ones kein geneva. According to Ramban, just to summarize a little bit, according to Ramban, you chayiv even on ones gomor, the greatest possible ones in the world, as long as there was no contributing nezek on the part of the nizek. And according to the Rambam, the way the Radvaz learns in the Rambam, and ones gomor, again, the problem is the middle category of Ruach Sheinah Metzuya, according to Ibn Ezra, he holds like the Ramban that only his gomer is chayav, but only when the person himself, his goof, is causing the damage, as you said. And now with some other object, like the rung, is causing the damage that he propelled, but that's called a makom bidei shamayim, that's not called his maisa, yeah, not called somehow his action.
Fit Yerushalmi to the Ramban.
I agree. Does it fit?
A little bit. You have to say there's a certain umdah, like he's aware of his surroundings. Then some new, there's a new information that enters the equation.
New information enters the equation.
So when a person shoots an arrow, he's only chayav because he did a kavanah.
Right.
But if it happened by accident, then he wouldn't be chayav.
I won't be chayav.
What do you mean by accident?
Yeah,
what does an accident mean? Arrow, it can only be shot. Arrow depends. Becharvi or Vekashti, the Meshechachma, the Briskov, it depends how taut the arrow is. The more taut it is, the more effective it is. The chel between Tzila B'Tzibur and Tzila B'Yochid, of the Meshechachma and the Briskov. So I'm just saying the arrow was Yishmael was busy throwing arrows at his brother, at Yitzchak. So that Chazal don't see in a very good light. Namely, Mitzachik. Right there, that the Medrash. That he was busy shooting arrows. I mean, they do that to us, our cousins over here. But it's more than arrows. It's a bit more than that. Yeah. I'm not sure what you mean, accidentally. How does that happen accidentally? It's with Kavanah Tchila. There's a... On page... Ain't no daima.
Did he check? He's supposed to check. It's a normal to check.
On page number 12, the Pischei Cheshen, again going back to this was the author is Harav Freund. He was a Yerushalmi Dayan Goin. He was in the Eide Charedis, Dayan Eide Charedis. His son-in-law was just killed. It was killed yesterday. A goy nadir. The dayan who was killed in that terrible tragedy in Yerushalayim, the king Sadr Ir, was the son-in-law of Rafroin. He's the mechaber of this farm. The shver was a goy. The son-in-law was a goy. The son-in-law was a goy at Sadiq Shein Kamo. I didn't know him personally, but I heard a lot about him. Abel's a dayan. He was maspid him yesterday, Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef. Now, Yitzhak Yosef said the man was shoylet in Kol HaShulchan Aruch. And, you know, for Sfardi to say about an Ashkenazi fellow, he's shoylet in Kol HaShulchan Aruch is quite a shevach. So I heard from several people yesterday about him, who knew him. Not only was he shoylet in Kol HaShulchan Aruch, Baal Seichel Yosho Shein Kamo, such a claw cup, so glatt, midos muflos, should be on belief. Shen come up. What up? La yumaki yisub. So he writes in the Pisrei Choshen, he says here, look where I put an arrow in the bottom. Benire shemishtamish bekliyo b'machshir takin. U'b'emtsa niskalkel. U'chitotso mizeh nizok acher shedino kishliva shedliya. I'll use the example of my example. I'm driving a car. And the car is functioning. And suddenly the brakes fail. I hope that never happens to anybody. But it can happen. It actually happened to me once. But only because I was driving on Providence, Rhode Island. And guess what? Ice! The whole block was a sheet of ice. And I, in my, shall we say, bitzmi musi, I went into panic mode. That's the only way I could describe it. It was also going down a hill. What in heaven's name was I supposed to do? I don't know if the brakes failed or simply I lost control of the car. And there were other cars parked on the street, which I wanted to avoid like anything. And so there's no negligence on my part. That's Mamash Maka B'dei Shamayim. It's not in my control.
Why not?
So,
why
not?
Ibai le'yune.
Yeah, exactly. Tov zayin of base. Ibai le'yune. So my car was parked there on that street. But the truth is the ice was completely...
Black ice.
It was covered by snow. I did not know that under the snow, the sheet of ice had no hasoga.
Tomun.
Tomun, zokia, tomun.
Combustion, it's ages.
So that's the question. So what did I do? I literally was able to, first I literally was trying to steer the car, and I realized that's not the mahalach, and I had to do something else, and I went into a tree, the kavana, in order to avoid hitting anybody, Baruch Hashem, that was able to not hit anyone, but I hit a tree, which was not. What was that?
The tree huggers won't like me.
So that's the shiloh over here, whether other mamazik is chayv and then is gomer or not. So that's the issue that he talks about in the Pisrei Choshen. On page number 13, since we're going on a merry way, look on page 13. Here, in Shin Ayin Ches and Chashem Ishbad, so I'll read the Mechaber. I did a pretty good job this time. I even tried to, I had to Xerox it myself a number of times in order to make sure that it was clear, because there were, shall we say, Shari Tainis Loninalu. Anyway, so here it says in the Mechaber, also the Hazik Mam Chavero, the Miziko, Ava Bishenunene, Chayav Bishalim Nezek Sholem, Ben Shu Shogig, Ben Shoy Onos, Keitza Nafal Miagag, Mishibir Sakli, Yoshenis Klal Shumalech, Venafal Al Kli, Mishibir Chayav Nezek Sholem, and the other case, Nafal Miagag, the Hizik Chayav Bishalim Nezek Sholem, Ben Shinova Baruch Matsuya, Ben Shinova Baruch Eri Matsuya, the Ramos says, the Mikri Einis Gomor. So here, the Shach, the Ramos writes over there, the Ramah's Lashon is Shein on his Gomer. That's in the first Ramah. Correct? Where you're not allowed to be Mazik. If you're Mazik, even though there's no Hanah, you're Chayv Lashon Nezek Sholem, whether it's a Shogig or Ones. And the Ramah says, Bedavka Shein on his Gomer. So the Shach over here in the parish of Chashem Ishbad, he says, Mechab is quoting the Ramah. According to the Ramah, Shita, even on his Gomer is Chayv. That's what we saw before. And the Ramah writes, on his Gomer is Potter. He should have said, V'yeshomri don is gomer potter. Why did the Ramah say that? That's what the Shach asks over here. He should have quoted that on is gomer is potter. He doesn't say that the Ramah. So the Ramah paskins that on is gomer is potter, whereas the Ramah learns that on is gomer is chayim, similar to the Ramban. So we have a fundamental machlokes. So Ashkenazim, from what I understand, we follow the Ramah. Ein is gomer is potter. But again, I assume it's davka, like the Tesis writes, a chil between whether it's kein gneva or kein aveda. If it's kein aveda, then you'll be responsible. If it's kein gneva, then an ein is gomer is potter. If you read on page 14, the last page of this handout, not the last page, there's one more page, but you read page 14, so here, in Sif Beis of Shinai and Tess, I'll read the whole thing also. This is the Mishnah there. Shnayim Shoyim Halchum Baderech and Aleph. Zeba B'Chavisa, Zeba B'Koroso, Pogu Zeba Zeh. That's the beam that ran into the Chavit that was right in front of him. V'nishbar chavis b'korah poter shelozev shus adach lozev shus adach. He's one has the right to walk there. Hoya bal korah rishon bal chavis achron. V'nishbar chavis b'korah poter. The imam bal korah, he stops short. Lanuach mikayv maso because he has to rest. Chaya b'mizel bal chavis yomelo amod. Zero. And now in Halacha Gimel, he says as well. So all this is going to be relevant to our issue of car accidents, which is really on page 15, the last section here, where I cite from the Pisrei Choshen from Rav Freund Zatzal. And he now wants to apply all of this to the issue of the car accidents. And he writes the following. I'll read the whole underlined section that I underlined here. Benireh, he said above, more or less, he just quoted the halacha of the Bala Chavis walking before the Bala Korah, and now the Bala Korah runs into him, so he's responsible. If the Bala Chavis stops short, and that's why the beam ran into him, so then he's putter. So he says here, the Pisrei Choshen, Benireh Hu Adin B'Mechonit, Sheneetzra Bofin Pitomi Shelo Lefi Klalei Atnuah. The car suddenly stopped short. Mitoch Kach Nitkal Bo Zeh Shenasam Acharav. The driver behind runs into the car that stopped short. Shelo Yechol La'atzor. He couldn't stop. The momentum moved him forward. Ho Otzer Chayav Af Minizkei Kelim. The one who stopped is going to be responsible. Dudumya. The car of the chavis. Elo sheniva sheish lechalik. He wants to make a distinction. Shemikevichin is bored the bal korah nikru adam mamazik. Neshekom hashemunach agufo having a gufo. The bal korah is called the beam fellow is called the adam mamazik. Whatever is on his guf is considered to be part of his guf. The alpiz anira shapogia b'mechonit havi adam mamazik. Zeino elo shenoeg b'mechonit. Or b'shat atzira mamash. That's if a person is driving a car or when there's a sudden stop. Once he stops, shuv ena b'chol adam mamazik. Then he's no longer called the adam mamazik. V'lo dami the korah. It's not the same as the beam. Sha'af shelachar amad. Even after he stops, adayin adam mamazik o mishush adayin agufo. You hear what he's saying? It's still attached to him. The beam. Mashenka, the car that stops,
no longer
called adam mamazik. Avam mashi yoshev b'mechonit, where you have a car that is parked. Mechonit chona, eila mechonit nechshevet kegufo. Ve'en alam idin bor. That car now has the status of a bor. Miu efsha shodasa chazanish, shezen nilmam be'odom u'bor, v'yesh b'chuyu be'odom. You have that combination, that syrup, we saw that earlier. Efsha shigam ze b'chlal. B'maseh shahaya b'kesh ha'nehaga pogeha me'anivga. So what happened was that the person driving the car, who rear-ended the other person in front of him, he asked the person whose car was rear-ended, shelo litvoa mechavat habituach neshaya goreim lo hefset. If you go, they'll raise your insurance. So therefore, that will cause you a hefset. The iftiach, he says, okay, I'll take care of it. Lefatzoto al anezek. I'll give you pitzuyim for the damage that occurred, but don't get involved with the insurance company. V'nir shechayv af al niskiya mechonit. So then he's obligated to pay even for whatever damage has occurred to the car. The Gemara has this concept all over Shas, by Ore, by other situations, that the fact that the person was able to, in effect, not sustain a hefzid, so that automatically is a kinyan, and that hanor is mechayev him, that creates a shibud. By virtue of the fact he doesn't want him to collect from the insurance company, Yes, Sagroma shall piv hifsin. So there's a Sagroma because as a result he loses money. Yod Efshadavari. Mamish, okay, he's worried about where's the Kabbalat Kinyan, where's the Hitzchaibut here. And so he comes up with these very original kind of thinking ideas of Hanoh, Bahi Hanoh, that he's hefsin. Yod Efshadavari, Mamish, Alpi Dibri Ramah, Basim Kuf Chavtesh, Impot Lulov, Alpiv Nasa Ore, Albi Sheino Shas Matan Mos, the Gemara has this, Bahi Ore, Bahi Hanoh. The Gemara has a number of times the concept of Bayanoh. Basically, the issue that we have to try to more or less determine what category of mazik is the person who suddenly stops. It means, can the balakora stop suddenly and the balachavas runs into him? So that's the issue that is essentially being discussed over here. So even though it's true in secular law that it's very... What?
Well, it's the opposite. The mazik is the nizak by the Jewish law.
That's right. Mamish.
So why did he stop? He stopped because someone, a pedestrian, heard him.
Okay, so that's already... That, the question is, is that a factor? Chas v'shalom, you don't want to run to a pedestrian.
It's
right.
It's roundabouts, you know.
It's not always what it is, but let's say suddenly... You were thinking, let me go past the red light. Then you realize, you know, okay, you think you're close enough that you can go past the red light, but you really, it's already red light already.
They have red lights in Israel?
No, they have circles. Yeah. Everything is a circle here. The whole country is one big circle. In what way is it one? Tatya Mashba. So, and they do that because they claim, I don't know if this is true. You know why they have all these...
The flow of traffic is better.
Correct.
Urban planners claim.
Urban planners claim that it increased the flow of traffic. Adraba. It causes fewer accidents. I'm not sure if that's correct. There are more people dying of accidents in this country than all the wars put together. That's already a fair number of studies that have indicated that. Okay, what I was going to actually do, but I can't do it now, obviously. I was going to discuss the lumdis of the Ramban and the Balei HaTesis. This needs a lot of careful attention. But okay, maybe we'll have to be some other occasion. I'll just mention that when Tais brings this Yerushalmi in Baba Kama, the second paragraph, by two people who go to sleep and they will mazik each other, the one that came first and caused hezek to the second one, so the mazik bonus is part. And the Ramban actually, he says the following to that Yerushalmi. He writes that the nizik was goreim, that he caused himself by virtue, who asked him to sleep there? There's a guy already sleeping there. So the mazik is pati. He says, the lashon is the hasam, mishum, the sheni pasha ba'atzmo. The second guy is the poshea. Vidome lemishaseg keleb ba'atzmo, shebala keleb pati. That's the shisui of the keleb. The bala keleb is pati. Taisis also brings a raya here from the bala chavis of Rishon and the bala kore achron. If the Bala Chavis is Omid and it's the Chavis is Nishma Bikari, he's Potter. Ramban is Docha that as well. Ramban, he writes, because the Nizik is Poshea. He caused the Nizik. And so that Machlogis is also a similar Machlogis on Chavzayim and Beis. Namely, this statement in the Gemara, which is the most fascinating statement to my mind. Ein Darkom Shabbani Odom Lizbainim Mizrachim. What in heaven's name? So they always quote, our Salavesi used to quote, he says, Rabbi Sol Salant, gegangen in the gas, he says, he used to walk in the street. He did not have a clue where he was. He was constantly in the middle of
somewhere else.
He was machshava samukos. I saw that you said this over one of his lashes, but I saw Salat. How does he know that? I guess so. The Rav asked. The Rav said, he is mamish the raya to this gemara. Ain dakar shalom is benim bezochim. He's the machshava in the himmel geschäft.
It must be.
So, all the rayas, I didn't mention one of the rayas that Tesis here mentions also, Uman Shekilkel, the Gemara on Tzadik Tesis on the base. Uman Shekilkel Potter, a professional who's supposed to be, shall we say, doesn't make any mistakes. And let's say, Rahman Litzan, you made a mistake, not the doctor. The doctor's not capable of making mistakes. Anyway, but I'm sorry, I don't mean to chas v'shalom. But so, all this, the Ramban, he has a response. I just wanted to read just one Lashon Rabban. Shein be'uman hatoya b'malachta mishum mazik. And though somehow an uman has a schus, lasuk b'malachto, and that's mafkia, the shein mazik. He has no shein mazik, a doctor has no shein mazik in a professional. And means according to the Ramban, the mazik, essentially the mechayev mazik is the ma'aseh avera. Namely, a mazik does something which is an avel to the nizik. And the Ramban holds Avera, Shema Avera. That's considered to be an Avera. But an honest potter, an honest Rachmana Pater, that's Gemara calls for an hour, that's the Makar for Tur of Aynis and Kala Tur of Kula. So the honest is potter from an own Sheaguf, but not from Tashum and Mabon of a Mazik. However, as I said, that when an Uman is Isaac bin Malachto, and he's Mazik, there's no Avera, there's no Avel, because he did it Bershus, he's miskaven l'tzavas hanizik, and there's no avera, so then the mazik is potim tashumin nizik. So let's say this is also relevant to a kon shehizik. That's the mishnah later on in a chayvel. The kon shehizik. So the question is he chayav? It says in the mishnah in a chayvel, the mishnah writes over there that that's where they make a chiluk between the two situations. The case of a chayvel cotton. Cotton who does an act of chabalah. So when he becomes a godol, then he's going to be obligated to pay. However, what about kon shehizik? That's the shaila. What's the din of a kon shehizik? Here the Mishnah writes that this is the Mishnah on Pezayin in Achayvel. Mashenka, what's the din of a kon shehizik? Could be he's potter even sheigdal. Why? Because there's no chalos ma'ase isur. Basically, that the Ramban holds the Maisa Onis is called the Maisa Agavra, it's a Maisa Avera, but there's a Ptur regarding Onshi Aguf. Okay, this is a whole to do, as I said, all the Rayas, we have to examine really all the Rayas that Taisa brings and see how the Ramban responds to all these Rayas, but more or less I just wanted to present an analysis of the car accident issue with reference to the Sugas here in Bava Kamma.
Yeah.